Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We have some very, very sad news. John?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, there's a news agency that captured this moment, you know, in a time of war. We got to appreciate that when soldiers are leaving family, they're leaving businesses, they're leaving their way of life. And in Israel, many of those IDF soldiers have made that commitment. And there was a photographer working for a leading Israeli news site, and she was able to capture a picture.
Well, this is him before. I mean, this is who we're talking about.
Right. Staff Sergeant Ida Briga, forgive us for the...
Of the Israeli Defense Force.
Correct. And he was saying goodbye to his girlfriend, and they were hugging for about 30 minutes, she says, just to say goodbye as he was going off to war. And
And this is the last picture shown of him before he gave his life in the cause of the defense of Israel.
Yeah. And moments later, he lost his life in the same, almost nearly in the same spot that they were hugging. And the photographer did not know that this picture was being captured, or, you know, that who would have thought that this soldier would die in the very same area that he hugged his girlfriend for the very last time. She hadn't seen him in 2 weeks prior to this, and she was bringing his friends and him some food. Mm-hmm. And this was the last time she could, you know, she wanted to see him before he left.
This is Staff Sergeant
Ida Briga.
Ida Briga. Father God, we just lift up that whole family and friends that you would comfort them. And we need to pray for the Israeli Defense Force that's going into this hornet's nest, that if you look strategically at the history that we're going to show you in just a moment, the timeline, how we got here, America had a lot to do with potentially leading the Middle East to this point. Our leaders did, because you look at Secretary of State John Kerry and what happened prior to that. You look at the former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. She went and negotiated with Egypt for Hamas. And I don't know, at that time it was Morsi. Was it Morsi was the president at that time?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah. Which is Muslim Brotherhood.
Muslim Brotherhood. In fact, yeah, she went in there. She sure did.
And reportedly, Hamas is really the militant arm of the Muslim Brotherhood. So far apart that it's kind of hard to, if it wasn't, I mean, if there was a record of the, not the Jizya, but the 1/6 of the Zakat. Thank you. That was very good.
Yeah.
I mean, he's like cutting edge, which is, money's given for different things. In Islam, maybe it's given towards that mm-hmm. whole arena there, mm-hmm. but it's these
of course
things,
which our president was trying to find, you know, a 501c3 status for, which didn't go through,
because 1/6 of it is according to the Quran, is to go towards war or jihad. And so the narrative about jihad today, people are going, well, that's just like it's like fasting, it's like personal struggle. I totally would get that if it wasn't for the suicide bomber or the tunneling agents, and that's radical. Mm-hmm. That's radicalism. That's not most Muslims. That's not their. Don't fall to the trap of saying that all Muslims are this way, and they're not. But they are silent. And according to
Bridget Gabrielle.
Yeah, the silent majority are irrelevant. They're not going to say anything at all. Mm-hmm. But it would be very helpful right now if true peaceful Muslims who don't believe in radical Islam, which is, according to Bridget's, 15%, which is 300 million radical, the population of America.
Right.
Important, you know, uh-huh. when they're looking. And we were just yesterday, not just yesterday, but just recently, you can go get it on the VFN Torch, listening to Bill O'Reilly from Fox News go down this list of going like, hey, it's getting very fearful. Mm. Listening to Congressman Jeff Miller talk about it's getting scarier. I mean, you're waiting for this profound statement. And Congressman Jeff Miller, great man, godly man, he's the one helping resolve this VA crisis in Washington, D.C., you know, says that it's getting scary. It's like we're leaning forward. And he goes, it's getting scarier. It's getting scarier. You may say, yeah, I've actually said that before, but you have to understand we need to get that.
Yeah.
Because that wakes us up. It wakes you up, and all of a sudden you realize, wouldn't it be neat if we knew the hurricane was coming? You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.
Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.